Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me give you something that helped me years ago on this. Submission isn't easy. Everybody say that. Now here's something else submission isn't. Submission isn't being forced. It's not being forced. Did the Father make him do this? No. In fact, some half dozen times, like I said in the New Testament, where it talks about it, it says, you submit yourself. So then who's making you do it? You are making yourself, right? Somebody says, well, I just, you know, Lord, you just make me do whatever you want me to do. Not going to happen. He's not going to make you do what you're supposed to do. No, you submit yourself. Are you with me now?
Yes, sir.
Submission isn't easy. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. What else is submission not? It's not being forced. It's not somebody making you do something. Now, here's another biggie. Submission isn't agreement. If you're in agreement, you can't submit. Did you get this? I don't know at the times I've heard this. Well, now, Brother Keith, usually I submit. But on this, I just don't agree. What did they just say? They have not a clue what submission is. Usually they agree. So they do what they agree, what they already want to do. But here's a situation where they don't agree. It's the first opportunity they've had to submit, and they're refusing to. Did you get this now? And you watch it. If people refuse to submit to people, nor do they submit to God. Submission to God is revealed in submission to people, just like love for God is revealed in love for people. No such thing as somebody, you got it all together, you hate people, but you love God. You serve God perfectly, but you can't serve anybody else. No. It's revealed through what you do with people. Let me go over it again now. Submission isn't easy. Submission isn't being forced to do something. And submission isn't what? Isn't agreement. Now, here's the perfect picture. At this point, when Jesus is praying, did he desire to do this thing?
No.
He sees it. He is not ignorant of it. He knows exactly what's coming up. He knows about the scourging. He knows about the crucifixion. And that is not the worst part. The worst part is what happens in the realm where you can't see. The realm of the Spirit. Him being made sin with all of our sin and the separation from God the Father. And friend, he is looking that full in the face, and as strong as he is, everything in him is saying, no, I do not want to do this. Right? And he comes before the Father and says, Father, all things are possible with you. Isn't there some other way? Is there any other way? What's he saying? I don't want to do this. Right? So he's not in agreement. I know that sounds strange to you. But then what does he do? He says, nevertheless, not what I will. There must have been a difference between what he willed and what the Father willed. That's why would you say that? Not what I will, but what you will, your will be done. Is that easy?
No.
Is the Father making him do this?
No.
Is he in agreement?
No.
That's why submission is required. Is this okay this morning? Can you understand this? Go to Hebrews, please. the fifth chapter. Hebrews chapter 5. This, you know, everything that happened that's recorded here is full of revelation. Jesus took a few people with him further into the garden pray, and then he left them and went on further. How many know there's some things in prayer nobody can go with you? There's some things in prayer nobody can help you with. Some places nobody else can go with you. The place of complete obedience. Nobody else can take you there. Nobody else can make you go there. Place of submission. Nobody can make you submit. When your flesh is screaming, I don't want to. When your head's saying, no, no, no. Your soul is crying, uh-uh, no, never. Nobody can go there with you except the Holy Ghost. But how many know He'll be with you and His grace is sufficient? How many know that there's reward for full obedience? How many know there's something on the other side of the crying? There's something on the other side of the agony. It's resurrection. It's joy. It's reward. It's many, 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 many people being changed. I know you may not think about it sometimes. You may think, well, I'm not a preacher. People don't see me and know me. Friend, people are watching you. And your victory affects other people. From your immediate family to the people that work with you, there are people whose lives will not be changed like it should be if you don't go all the way. I know you might not like to think that, but it's a fact. There are people watching you, and if you don't overcome, if you don't triumph over the situation, if you don't fully obey, then they won't see what they need to see. And they won't be influenced like they should be influenced. You must, not just for your sake, for their sake. Yeah. You must stick it out. Yeah. You must go all the way. Right? Yeah. Hebrews 5. Having read that, I think this will stand out to you even more. The Bible said in verse 4 of chapter 5 of Hebrews, Hebrews 5, 4. It says, no man takes this honor to himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said to him, you are my son, today have I begotten you. How many know you don't promote yourself? You can't give yourself promotion and reward and blessing in the things of God. Jesus himself did not promote himself. He said in another place, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, now this is still talking about Jesus, when he had offered up what? Prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears. I only know of one place in the scripture that describes such a thing, and it's what we just read. Strong crying and tears. What would cause him to do this? Why would he cry like this? Why would he pray like this? It wasn't from being sick with disease. It wasn't from being broke. It wasn't, you know, from not pleasing God and being in the, you know, obeying His plan. When your flesh recoils from something. All of us have flesh. All of us. All of us will be tempted to rebel. Different times. Different things with different people. But beware that you're not just looking at a person and you're thinking they're your problem, not realizing that it's the Lord who told you to submit to them. There's things that I've done by the grace of God. There's been times that somebody lied on me. They said things that weren't right. They found fault. They did things and it aggravated me. And the Lord told me, He said, you go back to them and apologize. I said, what? Did I not say what you told me to say? He said, you did. Isn't it right? He said, it is. Well, then why, Lord, pray tell, should I go and apologize? For what? He said, you don't think you could find anything to apologize for? He said, do you think you said it all perfectly as it should have been said with all of the wisdom and all the grace that it could have been done? I said, no, sir. He said, well, you don't have to apologize for doing what I told you, but just do what I tell you now. So I did. And again, in different situations. There's times when your flesh, you know, you just recoils and you think, no, I don't have to do that. I don't have to put up with that. Says who? If the Lord tells you to do it, you'll either put up with it or you're going to jump out of the will of God. Right? And what folk don't realize is their whole future is hinging on this. Because God doesn't have multiple choice when it comes to His perfect will for your life. You can go this way or this, pick your choice. Uh-uh. It's one way, it's straight, and it's narrow. Amen? It's doing His perfect will. Anything else takes you off the path, takes you out of His perfect will, and on the perfect path, it gets brighter and brighter and better and more blessing and more power, and there's honor, there's reward, there's promotion. Off the path, it gets darker and darker and harder and worse. The way of the transgressor is hard. The Bible said the rebellious would dwell in a dry land. I don't want to dwell in a dry land. I want to soak up the blessings. I want to be in the wealthy place, the saturated place, under the spout where the glory pours out. What place is it? That's the perfect will of God. I want to be right in that dime-sized place in the middle of the palm of His hand in the perfect will of God. Will that always be easy? No, no, no. Jesus, was it easy for Him? No. Strong crying and tears to Him that was able to save him from death. And he was heard in that he feared. That's talking about reverencing God. Verse 8, are you there? Hebrews 5, 8. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by what? By the things which he suffered. Is that talking about suffering being sick? No. Suffering being broke? No. Suffering what? Suffering, having to submit your will to another's.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.